Let's try another one.
Next one. Corporal punishment. Okay, well, I should make it clear right from the start that I'm
very good.
Usually against, well, not usually, but absolutely against corporal punishment. Now, I can only imagine why some people might think this could be a good idea. Well, I think this is obviously associated with very conservative and old-fashioned ideas about education. Mm-hmm. I guess the idea is that because children especially are so undisciplined, mm-hmm. Fear must be mm-hmm. the more effective way mm-hmm. of making them behave. So by threatening corporal punishment, maybe kids would behave better in some cases. Now, this might be true. I mean, it's true that in some cases, the fear of corporal punishment can be an incentive to act and behave mm-hmm. in a more acceptable manner,
yeah.
in a less childish manner. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I mean, there are so many things that are wrong with this. The psychological trauma that mm-hmm. we often hear about, and the testimonies of people who lived in an age where this was a very common practice, mm-hmm. I think it's obvious that mm-hmm. this kind of practice is, as it is in most mm-hmm. legislations, mm-hmm. absolutely illegal, and it's and rightly so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's just assault, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, basically, it's, yes, nothing different. It's no. just.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Okay, very good. You explained that very well, and it was nice the way that you found it impossible to say an advantage, but you considered it from other people's point of view. That's very good. Explained it well. Okay, this is good. Let's go on.